Mr. Cecil, the lover of Lady Harriet, being often with the family, was often with Eliza. A mutual love took place, and Cecil, having declared his first, prevailed on Eliza to consent to a private union, which was easy to be effected, as the Duchess's chaplain, being very much in love with Eliza himself, would, they were certain, do anything to oblige her. The Duchess and Lady Harriet, being engaged one evening to an assembly, they took the opportunity of their absence and were united by the enamoured chaplain. When the ladies returned, their amazement was great at finding, instead of Eliza, the following note.
"Madam, we are married and gone. Henry and Eliza Cecil."
Her Grace, as soon as she had read the letter, which sufficiently explained the whole affair, flew into the most violent passion, and after having spent an agreeable half-hour in calling them by all the shocking names her rage could suggest to her, sent out after them 300 armed men, with orders not to return without their bodies, dead or alive, intending that if they should be brought to her in the latter condition, to have them put to death in some torture-like manner, after a few years' confinement.